Today I'm going to speak about organ transplantation or organ donation, and I'm going to discuss, first of all, must you risk your life to save someone? Secondly, how to apply that to kidney donation. Is kidney donation a risk? Third, what about organ transplantation after someone dies? Are you allowed to desecrate a corpse, nivola mace, in order to save a life? And finally, we'll discuss, are you permitted to desecrate a corpse to save a limb, not necessarily to save a life? So let's begin. Must you risk your life to save someone? So there is an obligation to do what we can to save someone from harm. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, tells us, Minayin l'ros chaver shu tovea banahor, o chaya gorarto, listin boy malav, shu chayav latzila. How do you know that if someone's drowning in the sea or someone's being attacked by beasts or by robbers, that you're obligated to save the person? Do not stand idly by the blood of your neighbor. You have a responsibility to save someone. The question is, what must you do in order to save someone? What are the parameters of this requirement? Are you allowed to put yourself into potential danger in order to save someone? So there's Yerushalmi, Maseches Trumos, Perek Ches, Halacha Dala, that says the following. Ravimi itzad b'sif sife. Ravimi was captured in a dangerous area. Amar of Yonason. Yonason said, Yichra chames b'sadino. Wrap the dead in Israel. It's all over for this person, for Ravimi. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, Ada ana katil, ana biskatel. He said, I will either kill or be killed. Ana ezal umishayziv le bechayla. I will go and might and save him. Rabbi Reish Lakish seems to take the view that you are permitted or maybe obligated to put yourself in a suffix sakana situation, a doubtful situation, in order to save someone's life. Now, what's fascinating is that the Rif, the Ram, the Rosh, and the Tor do not quote this Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef quotes the Yerushalmi, but the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Chav Vav Seif Aleph, when he discusses, or Yosef Kairo discusses the prohibition of Lo Samon Adam Reyecha, they're not standing idly by the blood of your neighbor, that you have to save your friend, it just essentially cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It doesn't cite the Yerushalmi. And the Sma points out, in Siman Tav Chav Vav Seif Katan Beis, says that Agos Memano cites the Rishalmi, that you need to even put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone's life. However, he says that obviously the Shulchan Aruch felt that since the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Torah don't quote this Yerushalmi, so obviously the Shulchan Aruch did not paskin like this. And so it would seem that we are not obligated to save someone's life or to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save someone's life. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yerodea Chilak Beis Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet makes the following comment. He says that on the one hand, it would seem that the prohibition of Lo Samon Adam Reyecha, of not standing idly by the blood of your friend, is similar to other lavim, to other prohibitions. Ein l'chayiv l'adam l'karis b'safik sakara l'atzolas chaveiro v'vaday sakara. That obviously you shouldn't put yourself in a dangerous situation to save someone, because think about any lav. D'hali natza me'avera kol lavim v'aday lo rak she'enam tzarech ele she'gam asher l'achlis atzmo l'safik sakara. That when it comes to any lav, you're not allowed to. Not only are you not required to, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation to avoid violating a prohibition. Let's say you might starve to death, and the only food available is non-kosher food. Not only are you permitted to eat the non-kosher food, you probably must eat the non-kosher food. If by not eating the non-kosher food, you might starve to death. So, and he says, Adra Bachal Mechalin Shabbos Afler Fuos misafik sakana, you're obligated to be mechala Shabbos, even to heal yourself from a suffix sakana, a doubtful situation. The kolishkin she'asher achli zatzmo l'safik sakana li'natza mechala Shabbos. And certainly you're not allowed to put yourself in a doubtful, dangerous situation to save yourself from chilul Shabbos. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ein lechayvu lahachnitz atzmo lesafek sakana gam bishvil lahatzil nefesh chavero. You're not obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation or a potentially dangerous situation in order to save the life of your friend. But then he says, maybe the lav lo tamal damrecha is different. So maybe it's different than other lavim. Why? Because lahatzil nefesh chavero, to save the life of your friend, afshe gamken hurak beisr lav, it's true that it's only a lav. Don't stand idly by the blood of your friend. It's if you don't try to save your friend, you're only violating a lav. However, but here you're saving a life. So it could be that when it comes to other prohibitions, you can't put yourself in a situation where you might endanger your life, but maybe when it comes to saving someone's life, you are allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation to save someone's life. In other words, if you're passing like the Yerushalmi, maybe the Yerushalmi means to say that you're obligated to put yourself in danger to save someone's life. Could be that many Rishonim disagree with the Yerushalmi and say you're not allowed to. Rav Moshe seems to say that you're permitted to. You're allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana in order to save someone's life. What about, so how does this apply, let's say, the kidney donation? So there's a Radvaz which says that you're not required to amputate a limb in order to save someone else's life. And if there's a risk to your life, it's even considered a foolish act. And based on this, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, has a tshuva where he says that kidney donation, at least when he wrote the tshuva, was a risky enough procedure to prohibit the act. However, Rav Avadi Yosef writes in a tshuva, in Yechaved Daz, Chela Gimel Simon Pei Dalad, this tshuva was written in 1980, that he writes that nowadays, uvetishim vetisha achuzim me'atormim chozrim lebriyu sam hatakina, that the risk is diminished and 99 out of 100 times the donor returns to his original state. And therefore, it's not really a risk. When do we say that maybe you're not allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana, in a doubtful, dangerous situation or to save a life? That's a case with a suffix hashakel, when it's 50-50 or close to 50-50 chance. But if it's a very minuscule chance that there's a danger, then you're allowed to undergo that very slight risk in order to save someone's life. And this seems to be the position of most poskim. Many poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yashiv, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and others say that it's permitted and it's even a great mitzvah to, let's say, donate a kidney because the risk is so minor. The poskim don't say that you're obligated to do so. It could be that the Torah is not going to obligate you to put your physical body at risk. They might tell you it's a big mitzvah. It's a wonderful thing, but they're not going to say that it's obligated. So this is the situation when it comes to live donations, organ transplantation, organ donation when you're alive. What about when someone dies? And we're not going to discuss brain death. That's a topic unto itself. When we're dealing with donating organs, when someone is clearly dead according to halacha, so that we're assuming the person is dead according to all opinions. In a situation where we'd say you're allowed to, when in a situation where someone is dead, so what would be the issue of donating organs? So there is an isser of hana or there's an isser, you can't get benefit from a Jewish corpse, and you're not, there's an isser of nivel, of desecrating a Jewish corpse. Now, there's a difference between a Jewish corpse and a non-Jewish corpse. The isser to desecrate a Jewish corpse is an isser d'oraisa, Torah prohibition. And when it comes to a non-Jewish corpse, it's only an isser d'rabbanon. There's a lot more room to play with if it's only an isser d'rabbanon than if it's an isser d'oraisa. Now, there's a famous tshuva by the noted Yehuda in the 18th century of Cheskel Landau in Madura Tinyana Yoredea Simon Reish Yud. And he writes about the holy community of London, where it happened that someone who was ill with a gallstone and the physicians performed surgery, as was usual for this affliction, but it did not cure him and he died. And the sages of that city were asked if it's possible, sorry, if it's permissible to dissect the cadaver in that place to see evidence of the root of the affliction and to learn from it for the future practice of medicine, so that if such a case occurs again, they know how to perform the surgery necessary for a cure without cutting him too much, thus minimizing the risk of the surgery. Is this prohibited because it constitutes desecration and disgrace of the corpse? Or is it permitted because it leads to the future saving of lives? And the Noda Behuda gives the famous line where he says that the only time that you're allowed to engage in nivel hames, in desecrating a corpse, is when there's a suffix, sakanos nefashos, lifanenu. It's only when it is in front of us. When there's a chole in front of us, who is sick, who is ill, and who could benefit from the desecration of another, of a corpse, then it's permitted to defile the corpse. Let's say by doing an autopsy, you might be able to help someone else who is suffering from a similar illness. That would be permitted. But just to do an autopsy for medical science, even though years later, maybe not years later, even though the autopsy may prove in the future to be able to save lives, but Noda Behuda says, no, the only time you're allowed to desecrate a corpse, nivel hames, is only when there's a chole lefanenu, when there's someone who's sick in front of us. However, what emerges from this tshuva is he says you're allowed to donate organs. You would be allowed to donate organs to save a life, right? Because there's no prohibition of nivel hames when it's in order to save a life. Now, and that seems to be the dominant view. There is a minority view. Rav Yaakov Ettlinger is a German rabbi, lived in the 19th century, and he makes the following argument. The case was about a sickly person who was treated unsuccessfully by doctors who died, and there's another sick person who has a similar sickness, and the doctors want to open up the deceased to see the sickness in order to find the cure to the one who was living. So can they desecrate the corpse for this purpose? So he writes that since the laws governing kavod hames are designed to protect the honor of the deceased, who does not have the obligation of pikuach nefesh, even pikuach nefesh cannot justify nivel unless the mase consents. If the mase consents, so then he seems to say that would be okay. But if he doesn't consent, so he would permit. But absent that, he makes the following argument. He says that someone dies, so that he's no longer obligated mitzvos. He can save someone's life by donating his organs. No, he is not. He can save someone's life, but that's a mitzvah. A dead person does not fulfill mitzvos. So therefore, what you'd be doing is you'd be desecrating his corpse, and he wouldn't be fulfilling a mitzvah. So therefore, Ettlinger thinks that you really shouldn't do it. If he consents, then he thinks maybe you should. In any case, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has indicated that this view of Rav Ettlinger should not be followed. It seemed that the overwhelming majority of poskim write that after someone is definitely dead, however you define that in halacha, then you are permitted to donate the person's organs in order to save a life. What about if you're not saving a life, but you're saving a limb? In other words, is the leniency to desecrate the corpse or not to bury the corpse or the limb, all the limbs, is that leniency only applicable when you're saving someone's life, or does that even apply for saving someone's limb? What about skin grafts, cornea transplants? So first of all, to receive a skin graft or cornea transplant in America, that might only be setting aside a rabbinic prohibition, because you're probably getting it from a non-Jew when there's only Nisid Rabbanon. So once there's only Nisid Rabbanon to get benefit, so then for purposes of a chola, that probably would be permitted. Rav Vad Yosef is a tshuva, Yabi Omer Chela Gimel Yoredei Simon Chav Gimel, where he suggests that some reasons to perhaps allow organ to receive to someone to receive organ donations to be the recipient. He thinks that because maybe there's an argument that it's true that you're supposed to bury the limbs of a person who dies, but he makes a fascinating argument. Rav Unterman made the argument before him that said that maybe if you, let's say you have a cornea, and the cornea of a person who died, so the cornea is supposed to be buried. He says that when you put the cornea, if you put the cornea into a person who needs it, you give it to someone who you transplant someone who needs it. So he writes, maybe this is not chashiv hanam min hameis. You're not getting benefit from the deceased. Why shechazru krumei ayin letchila? Because the cornea has now been resurrected to life. So that's what he wants to argue. Maybe there's no mitzvah of kavura. Maybe there's no mitzvah of burial. Could also be that the obligation to bury a limb or body, a dead body, is only if it's at least a kezias. So it might be a cornea, it might be less than a kezias. There are, however, many poskim are strict when it comes to desecrating a corpse to merely save a limb. In the Sefer Nishmas Avram, Volume 3, pages 342 to 343, Dr. Abraham cites Rav Yashiv, who cites that Rav Unterman's approach that an organ that's transplanted into a living body comes back to life, so it needs clarification. For when a part of a corpse is transplanted into a living person, even though it's accepted, not rejected by the recipient's body, it doesn't become alive, but it merely remains attached to a living person. Therefore, if there was a mitzvah to bury it before, this doesn't disappear following transplantation. And since, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of burial applies to a kezias of a corpse, the Torah commandment has been set aside in a situation not involving pikuach nefesh. And then Dr. Abraham writes that the Gros Moshe of Orbach and of Yashiv appear to forbid the transplantation of any part of a corpse, even if taken from a bank, unless this is to save life. This is a disputed point amongst the poskim. The Sri Deish permits, for example, someone to be an organ recipient only if he's blind in both eyes, because that might be close to pikuach nefesh, saving a life, to get a cornea transplant. Rabbi Willig actually happens to be somewhat lenient in this regard, in terms of allowing, or permissive in terms of allowing, organ transplantation for someone who is clearly dead. He told me that he believes that every case of a potential loss of limb is arguably safi pikuach nefesh. So you would think that you would be permitted to transplant the cornea from a corpse to a patient after the person has definitely died. And you can also donate skin to a skin bank, because often the skin is used to save lives. So this is a brief analysis of live organ donation, issues of risk, issues of minimal risk when it comes to kidney donation, and then organ donation after someone dies to save a life, and then also to save a limb.